And talking about the best of everything in our region when it comes to financial advice and investment advice, PSG Wealth and Insure, proud sponsors of our news on 88FM's morning show. Well, you know where to go. And at 28 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock, it gives me great pleasure to welcome Struan Campbell, who is an investment specialist, into the studio. Nice to see you on a Tuesday morning, looking as fit, as healthy and prosperous as no doubt you help others to become as well, financially anyway. So let's start with the basics. Why are so many people hesitant to invest directly in shares? That's the question.
All right, great. Well, yeah, thanks very much for having me on the show this morning. Yes, nice nippy morning. I think the biggest issue with the stock market and people getting involved is just sort of the fear and of the complexity. So they kind of inertia hits them and they just stop. Like, where do I go next? And I think what we try and do is sort of take some of that complexity away and make people realize that it is something that they can access from a host of different ways.
But to make sense of it, though, presumably, firstly, expert advice is imperative. And secondly, you would need, I would imagine, it's fair to say that this is not an area for the small-time investor. This is something that, if you're serious about investing, you should be looking at. Is that right?
Yes, I would agree. You know, I think one of the mistakes we do see when people just come along and say, I just want to open up a direct share portfolio, and they start with a few thousand rand, is they can, you know, the costs of it can really erode their returns, and they'll make a few mistakes, and yeah, you'll pay your school fees along the way, and sometimes that's worth it, just so you don't make those mistakes again. But you really, you know, the unit trust industry is out there. That was developed for a reason. Share portfolios are typically, if you're looking at a big managed one that you want, you know, to keep for the long term, then a larger sum of money is more appropriate so that you can actually get the diversification that you need.
Okay. And what are the benefits of investing in shares directly?
Well, I guess, you know, number one, you actually are going into the equity market, and the equity market will provide, you know, better long-term returns than sitting in cash and other more conservative asset classes. Direct equities themselves, you can target different markets around the world, different sectors, different geographies. You can really have a closer handle on what you're trying to achieve. And you probably will have a slightly more focused approach than in a more generalized unit trust-based broad equity portfolio. So it gives you a targeted approach, I would say.
Okay. So what do investors need to get started?
Money.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. And always the best time to start is when you have it. So and that was probably yesterday, or if not today. So, you know, what do you need? I would say get a hold of someone that runs these portfolios. Have a chat with them. There's obviously a multitude of options out there. PSG Securities run a local and an offshore platform. So, you know, chat with one of us and we decide, you know, what are your goals going to be? What is your risk profile? Because I think that is also hugely important. You know, people will go in and then the market takes a dip like it did in April, and people panic and they think, wow, and sell. And 2 weeks later, it's back up where it was, where if you just closed your eyes for those 2 weeks, you wouldn't have even noticed.
And I presume that's one of the mistakes people make when dealing with or investing in shares. There must be others, though.
Yes. I mean, the emotions can get the better of you, and you'll get out at the wrong time. And I think sometimes that's the hardest part, is actually just to fuss bait and hang in there and know that it'll come right. And a lot of the times it does.
So it, in a sense, is a little bit like, well, I'm sure you'd argue the case that it isn't, but it sounds a little bit like gambling. And I suppose if you don't have good advice, it is a little bit like gambling. You're putting your money into the hope that something's going to go north when it suddenly turns and goes south. There are surely signs and indicators, and this is where the experts come in. But do you get events that are unprecedented, like, for example, suddenly there's a change politically in will or strategy, and then policies change, and you got to ride the waves.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, those events that you don't forecast, obviously, they will catch you out. It's more educated and well thought out than just pure gambling and just going to the casino and putting on black or red or hoping. You know, we do our research. You should do your research too. And predominantly over the long term, you will win out and get it right. I think sometimes the hardest for people is actually knowing when to sell. If something is done incredibly well, you know, do you get out? Do you take the profits? Do you hang on?
See, in a gambling environment, that's what I was once very friendly with someone that really was intimately involved in the gambling industry, and his position was the only time you can really win in a casino is if you arrive with a certain amount of money and you are lucky and you have one win that pushes you over where you came in with, and then you get out and take your money away and you go, you leave. But presumably this is not the same thing when it comes to investing with share, because you want to stay in the game. There's no point in making one big return and go. What else do you do then with your money?
Well, exactly. You know, if you take that money, then what are you going to sit on the sidelines, and then you've got to try and make
it in the bank and lose it all?
Yeah, exactly. We'll just have inflation eroded away slowly. Yeah. So, you know, rather, you know, absolutely. If you have a win, take the win, but then you need to sit back and, you know, do your research again, chat with your advisor and decide, right, you know, we've made 20 or 30% on that stock. The decision, as I said, is do you think that stock will run another 20 or 30%? Or will it just carry on ticking up once it's had a big run? Maybe it does 5%, or there are other opportunities where you see that they might do 10, and then you move accordingly. Of course, if there's something fundamentally going wrong with the company that you're invested in, or that are facing an enormous fine, or they've done something a little bit untoward, then that decision to get out makes it a little, you know, becomes a bit easier.
Okay. And what would your advice be to someone thinking about getting invested in shares, but not really sure whether it's the right time?
Well, yeah, timing is always the issue. And I think, you know, you generally just cannot time it. Some situations may be a little more obvious than others, but, you know, that takes bravery and deep pockets, because there was a great saying, I think it's attributed to John Maynard Keynes, is that the market can remain irrational a lot longer than you can remain liquid. So you basically go for it, get involved, and keep it for the long term. Don't try and just time it and get it out, because even the pros get the timing wrong.
As a kind of takeaway, an overview, final thought for anyone listening to this, and this will be up as a podcast shortly, so you'll be able to listen to it again more intently. What would your advice be for someone that has money available and a desire to invest in shares, but maybe still thinking about it?
I would say get the portfolio open, chat with the advisor, and just phase it in. You don't have to take whatever you've got in your bank account and throw it all in one go. You know, you can phase your approach. You can buy certain stocks. You build up the portfolio. You build up the positions. You keep adding as you keep earning. You keep adding and you keep adding, because ultimately this portfolio is going to be something that you're going to have literally forever, until you finally one day stop working. I mean, that's what we're trying to do: grow your wealth for the very long term. So when you finally, you know, shut the door and throw away the keys and sit back on your porch here in Bolito, you've got something to live off. That's what we're trying to do.
And this is an area where you are expert. Struan Campbell, my special guest from PSG Wealth and Insure Bolito, my guest this morning. He's a good man to speak to if you are interested in the idea of diversifying, using the capital that you have to make more, to build wealth, so that, well, the future remains bright and cheerful for as long as you choose to stay the course, as they say. PSG Wealth and Insure, as these things happen to be very, very available to you through the offices of PSG Wealth and Insure, and Struan Campbell is the man to speak to if you're interested in discussing it a little further. Investing in shares makes an awful lot of sense if you're lucky enough to be able to afford the excitement. It is exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Well, there it is. Thank you for joining me on the morning show. We look forward to continuing the conversation as the weeks and months go by.
Great. Thanks very much.
And the morning show continues.